Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor, supporting women in healing mother wounds through the 1-on-1 10 weeks program and through Reclaim Your Fullness online community. To know more about these offerings, you can sign up to the newsletter or visit the website womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. All the links are in the description of this episode. So today I want to talk about narcissistic amnesia. When confronting your mother about her hurtful or toxic behaviors, have you noticed that she seems to forget the details of how she behaved badly with you? Has she ever told you that you remember things wrong? Have you ever felt crazy or confused? Before you were sure things went a certain way, but your mother has a completely different version of the facts. When confronted by you on her behavior of the past, has she ever told you things like, "I don't remember it that way. Let me tell you what really happened, because clearly you don't have it right." Or, "It wouldn't be you if you didn't remember things wrong." Or, "You always overreact to things like this when there's nothing to worry about or to be hurt about." If you've experienced any of this with your narcissistic mother, you are not alone. And for sure, you're not crazy. This phenomenon is called narcissistic amnesia or delusional amnesia, and it's quite common when dealing with a narcissist. But it is especially impactful when coming from a parent. And in this episode, we will explore why that is and the effects it may have, as well as what to do to protect yourself from it. Maybe you have heard this term before and you know what it is already. But if you haven't heard of this before, what is narcissistic amnesia? It is a mix of denial and selective memory by which the narcissist removes the memory of their bad behavior from their awareness. Narcissists have a false sense of self, one of perfection and grandiosity, a lens through which they filter all of reality, distorting it to their own advantage. In the process of doing this, they remove from their awareness the bad behaviors or the details that may have been hurtful for you, brushing them off as nothing. This process is different from the unconscious defense mechanism of dissociation. You may have heard of dissociation, because even in dissociation, there is like the person doesn't remember things. But dissociation is an unconscious detaching from an experience that was too much to cope with. So if you've been through something that's very traumatic and in the moment that experience was too much for your psyche to deal with, to cope with, we can go into this like coping mechanism that is dissociation. I experienced that for sure. For example, when my mother was getting extremely aggressive, emotionally aggressive, I would experience what then I learned was dissociation. And I remember even later, so whatever about when I was a child, because I didn't have anyone to confront things with, but when later on with my husband, he would ask me things of maybe what had happened in whatever discussion or meeting with my mother, and I was like, "I don't remember. I actually didn't. I fully didn't remember." It was like details were missing because I was dissociating in those moments. So that is dissociation, but that is not what happens to a narcissist with narcissistic amnesia. The narcissist conveniently forgets their wrongdoings and they fully go with their own distorted version of the facts, leaving you eventually feeling like you are the delusional one, the one who remembers it wrong. And it's also different from, I know some of you are listening to this, and you may have older parents, so you may have a mother that is beginning to experience dementia due to old age. It's also different from that, because with regular amnesia, loss of memory, with dementia, there's like chunks that gets forgotten, either from a close past or from the very far away past. There isn't a choosing of what to forget in a situation. It's not like a cherry picking, oh, I'm going to forget this, but I'm going to remember within the same event all of these other things that happen. That's what happens instead with narcissistic amnesia. So you're recounting a fact. You may be talking about the famous Christmas dinner when your mother did such a thing and she actually spoke to you in a certain way in front of everyone, or she was particularly abusive in her behavior, and she will remember the dinner. She will remember everyone that was there. She will remember that you forgot to buy the bread that she told you to. She will remember that the present you got her was not actually what she truly wanted, but she will not seem to remember that she got abusive towards you. And she may tell you that she just said what needed to be said in the moment, and that she did it in the best way possible, and it's just you overreacting to it. So that's an example. That's what narcissistic amnesia is like. Does the narcissist fully forget? Or does the narcissist pretends to forget? That's up for debate, and it's not always very, very obvious. But we do know that narcissists are not beyond lying to always sound like they're absolutely right in every situation. So whether your narcissistic mother truly kind of forgets, in the sense that this process of removing these aspects is just so thorough that she believes her version of the facts so much that those bits are properly gone from her mind, or there's like aspects of it that maybe she does kind of remember, but she just prefers not to mention. We can have a conversation on this. It's not very obvious, and maybe bits of both depending on the situations. The main thing of importance is understanding the impact that narcissistic amnesia has when it comes from a narcissistic mother or parent in general. Because this is a behavior that you find with every narcissist, whether you're in a relationship with one, or it could be your boss at work, a friend that is narcissistic. It happens all the time. But with a parent, and a narcissistic mother in this case, it has a bigger impact, and I'm gonna go through why that is. So through this process of conveniently forgetting their hurtful behavior, narcissistic parents first of all invalidate your experience and what you felt in that moment. So if in that particular event you were particularly hurt, something happened that was really abusive towards you, really hurtful to go through, that emotional experience gets completely invalidated by the fact that the person that actually did that to you doesn't remember what happened, or pretends not to remember what happened. Then they use gaslighting to make you feel like you're the one imagining things, because of course to promote their version of the fact, to make that the absolute truth, they have to make your version of the fact sound like nonsense. So if you can keep saying, yeah, but actually that's not what happened, Mom, I remember it this other way. I remember you yelling at me. I remember you throwing stuff around. I remember you doing this or saying that. And she'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. It seems like you're delusional. It seems, I don't know, maybe you had too much to drink that night. Maybe you were too tired. Oh, maybe you had a fight with your husband and that's what you're talking about, because that never happened with me. So that's like a gaslighting to make you feel like what you remember, it's not true, and what they remember is the real story. So this will leave you confused and questioning yourself and what you remember, to the point that you might even question if something truly happened. I've been there for sure with my mother, questioning, okay, I remember all of these things, but ultimately I was young, I was a child, whatever. Has that even happened? And this adds to the traumatic experience because it leaves you feeling alone with it. And it also adds to the gaslighting, which is made more impactful by the fact that you tend to trust your parents and your mother. So this form of manipulation, if you want, the narcissistic amnesia, works especially when you trust the person. Because of course, if it's someone you don't really trust, like it could be someone at work maybe that you have a superficial enough relationship, they're narcissistic and they try to spin whatever truth about something that happened, which you know that's not how it went. You don't have a lot of trust in that person. You're like, yeah, whatever, their version is actually not the one. But with a parent, with your mother, especially when you're a child, they're the world. You have an immense trust. This is the person biologically you're supposed to trust the most. So if they tell you that things went in a different way and they start doing that to you from a very, very young age, so from since very early childhood, things you remember in a certain way, facts that you say, well, this is what happened, mom. It could even be very soon after the event happened. You know, like you could have done something with a friend, had a little bit of a fight, like kids have, and you go to your mother and you recounted what happened, and your mother just brushes your version off and tells you that you remember it wrong, that that's not what happened, that you're too sensitive, it's your perception of things, but it's not true. That starts eroding that confidence that you have in your judgment, in your interpretation of what's, in trusting your interpretation of what's happening. And that's why it's particularly intense. A narcissistic mother makes sure to teach you that she's always right and that she knows best, which makes you value her opinion even over what you might remember. Her opinion becomes more important than what you might remember. And on the long run, that's quite damaging and intense. And most of all, since we're talking about narcissistic parents, chances are you've been through this in early childhood. And also, a narcissistic mother has the tendency to try and be one-on-one with you, especially as you grow up, as you may start actually getting more independent. We said that before. So she tries to triangulate, she tries to get you alone, to have experiences where you are the only one being there. But also in childhood, there can be experiences where she was very abusive, and she did that when she was alone with you and when there were no witnesses. So the fact that she now doesn't remember things that happened to you, or remembers a different version of the facts, that is extremely intense, because she would be the only witness to what has happened, and you can't have anyone else that validates your experience, because the only person that was there doesn't remember maybe that she physically abused you or emotionally abused you or anything that happened in that moment that actually hurt you. So that's why this narcissistic amnesia, when it comes from a parent, from your narcissistic mother, it's even more intense than when you meet that in other relationships later on. And if you've had that with your parents, that is going to impact how you have relationships later on. Because if you're doubting your judgment, your perception of things, your inner wisdom, then it's more likely to happen that in a romantic relationship, if your partner sort of has moments of narcissistic amnesia of behaviors that he's had with you, you're more than likely to trust his version of things, or if a friend does that, or at work. Maybe you don't trust that coworker that much, but you trust your inner judgment even less because of what has happened in the past with your parents. Having been brought up by one or both narcissistic parents who use narcissistic amnesia can have the effect of a lack of developing confidence in your inner wisdom and capacity to judge a situation for what it is. This is no fault of yours. This comes from having been through this growing up. And it can bring up a feeling of being alone against the world in your pain. Because no one else seems to remember what has happened. You are the only one that remembers a certain version, and you're alone in the world because of that. And this can be very, very painful, and I get that. And as I mentioned, this effect can be heightened by the fact that often a narcissistic mother behaves in a hurtful way when you are alone with her, in order to keep that public image of perfection going on. So she could very well be the only other person who was there in the situation you're trying to remember. She could be the only one who can confirm what you remember, or who can give you the missing pieces of the puzzle, but she won't do that if that makes her look bad in the situation. And that's ultimately the thing. She will not remember anything, or she will pretend not to remember anything that makes her look bad in the situation that you're recounting or describing. You may be trying to be piecing together your past in order to support your healing journey, but your narcissistic mother is withholding information and even substituting them with her distorted version of what happened, because that's what they do with narcissistic amnesia. As we said, they remove those bits from their awareness, but they then replace them with some other bits that suit them best. I've been there in my own personal experience with my mother. When the sexual abuse came to the surface in a way that was undeniable, it became clear she didn't remember half of it. She knew stuff. She knew things that happened. She could have done things to stop it. She reacted in certain ways at certain times that was very hurtful. And none of that. She doesn't remember any of that when confronted. And this left me so confused for a long, long time. I had no idea. I was completely alone facing something that she was the only other person beyond the actual abuser who could help me piecing the jigsaw together, piecing the puzzle together, and she wouldn't. And for a long time, I had no idea that narcissistic amnesia was even a thing. I just remember being so confused by my mother's lack of memory of aspects that had marked me so much. And I had no one else to confirm what I had been through. And I came all the way to question my own sanity. I did. I actually was wondering if I had dreamt things. Maybe I overreacted. Maybe it wasn't sexual abuse. Maybe it was something else. And I held on to journals and photos that reminded me of those times, so that they were actually not even good memories. There were things obviously I didn't want to hang on to, but I needed to hang on to that for my own sanity, for proof that things actually happened to me, although she denied it. So that's my own experience. And if you're going through anything similar to that, I absolutely get it. It's very intense, and it's very, very painful, and very, very, very confusing. And the one thing to keep reminding yourself is that if you've experienced something and you have memories of it, even if they can be blurry at times, you are not crazy. And if she denies it, if she tells you other things, that's what she's doing. She's trying to gaslight you into believing that she's absolutely perfect, she's done nothing wrong, and it's all on you. That's a narcissistic behavior, but you are not the crazy one. Not at all. If something has hurt you, that has happened, and the details may be blurry, but the fact that you were hurt, that has happened, and it's valid, and you're not crazy. So Narcissistic amnesia is ultimately a form of gaslighting that enables the narcissist to maintain the position of being right and keep up the image of perfection, even if this causes you a lot of pain and suffering. So how can you protect yourself from this? Is facing your narcissistic mother and telling her she is the one remembering it wrong, is that going to help? Probably not. This can go so deep that the narcissist actually fully believes their distorted version of the fact, especially if it's something they've recounted often enough. At this point, that's the version, that's the reality. They believe that reality. They have removed what was not beneficial for them and changed it into what makes them look right. So confronting your mother on that can actually turn into more confusion and more suffering, because she's only going to make you feel like you have it wrong even more. Unless you have someone with you, the only thing is that if you have someone with you that your mother can't actually argue with, that is completely supporting your version of the fact, like some kind of a witness. Again, this can be still a very painful conversation, but sometimes if you have someone else, like, that could support, someone that was there too, someone that can actually support your version, that can support you in confronting your mother. But again, you may not get her to fully admit anything anyways, because if she's removed those details that far away from her awareness, and she may actually not remember, and so she may go into victimhood, she may go into other forms of manipulation, or she may get aggressive. So I'm never gonna tell you what to do exactly, as in, it's always for you to feel into. You're the one that knows your relationship with your mother the most. And if you feel like confronting her is what you want to do, make sure you're safe. That's the main thing. Always make sure you're safe. And emotionally safe. It's very hard to be emotionally safe with someone that's a narcissist. So make sure you have someone there with you. People that support you being safe. Always, always, always. But beyond that, there are a couple of things that have supported me for sure. I've definitely stopped trying to confront my mother on this. It only made it way more painful for me, and I never actually achieved anything, really. She hasn't moved from her position, so it was like banging my head against a brick wall, which is not very helpful. So I'm going to share with you what actually did support me instead. So the first thing was, your mother doesn't hold the truth. This was essential for me to understand and to fully absorb in my system. I've been brought up believing that everything that my mother said was the absolute truth, and that she held all the wisdom. Growing up, it became more and more obvious that this was not the case, and it was quite intense for me to process. A narcissistic mother makes sure she's your only source of truth. She's the one that knows everything. I'm your mother, I know best, kind of thing. Don't trust anyone else but me. I'm the only one that knows you. And that conditioning brings you up believing that she holds the truth, which makes the whole thing of narcissistic amnesia working really well. As we said, you need to trust the source of the information for that to work. So if you believe your mother holds the truth, you're gonna trust what she tells you. You're gonna trust her version of the facts more than you're gonna trust your own. So find your own sources, question your narcissistic mother as much as you can. You don't need to do it directly. You don't need to tell her, I don't believe you, in her face. If you don't want to, that's not the point. But look things up, inform yourself, make sure you don't take what she says on anything as the absolute truth. She does not hold the truth. She's just a human. And a human that is very convinced that what she says is the truth, but that doesn't make it the truth anyways. So that's the first thing, realizing that your mother doesn't hold the truth. The second thing is, ask someone else you trust. Now, I know that this may not always be possible, because there are situations where Yeah, you may have a narcissistic mother, but ultimately you can't actually fully trust any other member of your family, or also things happen that no one else was there to witness. As we said, your mother could have done abusive things to you when you were alone and there was no one else. So you actually don't have anyone else to ask. So if that's not possible for you, I get it. And there are other things that you can do. But if it is possible, it is helpful to confront different versions of the fact. Maybe your other parent can help. Maybe siblings who have witnessed it with you can help. Recently, it has been a great support for me listening to my sister recounting facts I thought I was the only one that who remembered. So this can be helpful. It can also be sometimes a two-sided blade. As if you don't have anyone in the family that you truly trust, different versions of the facts can actually become even more confusing. I have experienced that with other narcissistic members of my family. So I got my mother's version, which was not what truly happened. But then I also got a lot of other versions, which were not what truly happened. And so actually having even more than one person confronting what I remembered made it even more confusing. So this is a difficult one to only go through when truly, truly possible. I know I can definitely trust what my sister says and remembers on certain things for sure. So that is helpful for me. Make sure that you only do that with if you have a member of your family or a friend maybe that was with you through things, someone that you actually can fully, fully trust. The other thing that you can do is, as I mentioned, it really helped me in the whole sexual abuse scenario, was old journals and photos. Things that you have that remind you that that actually were, they may be descriptions of what you felt happened to you. And this can be painful to maybe reread or go through, but sometimes the sources can offer you confirmation of what you experienced, the confirmation that you were looking for. Trust your journals. If you wrote that something hurt you, that was clearly how you felt in the moment of writing it, even if your mother denies it. And as children, when we write journal, we're actually fairly straightforward in what we write. So yeah, maybe you may not have all the details, but if it hurt, that's what matters. And even if your mother tells you things like, oh, but as a, you know, you were just a child, what would you have known? You were just interpreting things the way a child would. That's no reflection of what the reality was. You didn't understand reality back then. You were just a child. That's not true. A child understands what the child is feeling. You may not have words that describe it as an adult would, but if a child says, I cried all day because mommy hurt me, well, clearly you were hurt. So that thing did happen. And that's important. For me, that really was a help because it was like, okay, that stuff actually happened. I'm not going crazy. I experienced 3 years of that, and that really happened. And you can deny it as much as you want, but it did happen to me, and I suffered as a result of it. So that can be helpful. Now, the most important one that I want to share with you, and that made the biggest difference for me, this was really what made the biggest difference, is learning that you don't need to have the full memory of things in order to heal the trauma that's stored in your system. This for me was a big, big thing. It's been crucial. I believed that, you know, you need to go to therapy and you need to tell your therapist everything that happened. The more details that you can tell the therapist, the better it goes, the more healing happens. And I'm not saying that talking about things is a bad thing. That's perfect. There's a lot of opening and healing that happens when you can talk about stuff. But it's not necessary. And that was the thing. The trauma stored in the body is not bound to the memory of the actual details. Sometimes memories do come back within the healing process, but it is not a necessary aspect of the healing process. I processed trauma of stuff that I was so dissociated I had no memory of it, and I still don't. And yet I remembered the feeling. The feeling was stored in my body, and that's what you use to process that trauma. You can release trauma patterns from your system without any memory of the exact situation that started in the first place. What you need is the feeling, not the precise facts. Often we get very attached to the story and to the need of having all the details. These are not necessary. And with the right guidance, you can heal your mother wounds and trauma from your childhood, even if you're missing some pieces of the puzzle. And this is particularly helpful because that means you don't actually have to go and confront your mother and trying to pull all those details out of her, which she doesn't want to give you, which she remembers differently because of narcissistic amnesia, and it's only going to confuse you more. You can actually go and do your work, your inner work, your healing work, and all of that without those details. You don't need them to work through the trauma that is in your system, which is wonderful because it makes you completely independent from what she wants to say or do. She can hold on. Like, I know my mother is still holding on to her version of the fact. She still feels like she's responsibility free and has done absolutely nothing wrong and has said absolutely nothing wrong, and she just gets on with her life. And that's her thing. Ultimately, whatever you believe, that's her karma to deal with. But I didn't need for her to change or to do anything or remember it right in order to be able to actually process what has happened to me and then work through that trauma and feel better on the other side. So your healing, your happiness is not depending on her remembering things right. And I know that there is an element of, but I really wish she did, because it's so unfair. It can feel unfair that, I mean, she doesn't even remember the hurtful things that she did to me, or she denies them. If she only could admit it, there's like this impulse of, if she only could admit it, then, you know, then things would be different. And I get how that happens. I've been stuck there for quite a long time, wanting her to get it, wanting her to come to me and finally apologizing because she finally got it. She finally saw what she did to me, and she finally came and apologized, and she finally took responsibility. That would be amazing. I mean, of course. But that's not going to happen, not likely with a narcissist. And actually hanging on to that hope and hanging on to that sort of sense of that would be justice, which I get, it's not very helpful. It's not going to be helpful for you ultimately. That's the main thing. You're here for yourself. You're here to live a beautiful life. You're here to have all the joy that you actually so deserve. And so hanging on to that hope, hanging on to the fact that maybe one day she'll see it the way you see it, that's not going to be helpful for you on the long run. It's not going to bring you healing. It's only going to bring you more suffering, unfortunately. So understanding that your healing is not determined by what your mother does or does not admit from what she does or does not remember, it's going to liberate you and actually allow you to move forward and go through the process of healing your trauma, go through the process of letting go of it with the right support and guidance without having to confront your mother on it. And it's also is very helpful in case your mother has already passed away. And so she's actually, even if you wanted to hope that she could give you details, she's never going to give them to you because she's not here anymore. That realization that you don't need those details. You don't. You can go and heal just on the base of the fact that you felt hurt and that hurt is stored in your body. If you can tap into that, you can actually heal without any details at all of the specifics of what happened. So I hope this was helpful. I hope this clarified what narcissistic amnesia is. If you have any questions, you can send me an email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. And if you want to share your experience of this, you're welcome to share it in the comments. And with that, I'm gonna wish you a wonderful week. Send you lots of love. Bye for now.